News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you real quickly, it's almost Christmas. Some of you guys are sweating bullets right now about what you're going to do for Aunt Jane, who has everything, or those clients you really haven't covered down on yet that you want to thank them for, you know, patronizing your business, and this is the time to do it, but you don't know what to do. Listen, let me make a suggestion to you. Alabama Pecan Company. That's right. Alabama Pecan Company. You can go to their website, Alabama Pecan Co. That's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. They've got like gift baskets that are already ready made. They've also got the ability to do custom gift baskets for you, and they will ship it direct to the recipient. You will have no fuss, no muss. The gifts are under the tree because you went to alabamapecanco.com and they squared you away. So keep in mind, that is your option. And some of y'all need to take it. AlabamaPecanCo.com. All right, so let me do this. I'm going to move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. I gave my comments earlier, my opening monologue, and I if I had to put a title on it, it was, you know, to keep a weather eye on the political horizon. Keep that weather eye on the political horizon because, like I said in there, sometimes you can be just, you know, you can get acclimated to the outdoors, and as a result, you begin to sense when things are changing. You don't have to have somebody tell you. You can just feel it, and it's little things. It's the things that are sort of coalescing. You can feel the barometric pressure change. You can feel a slight uptick in the breeze. The lighting changed. Next thing you know, you realize the weather is about to shift, and you felt it coming. Well, you can do that with political winds too. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it everywhere. And I gave a bunch of examples in my opening about how I'm seeing sort of a coalescing of all those different factors that make up a sea change in politics. The left has been domineering now for the last year and a half, 2 years. COVID became their greatest opportunity to exert power. And then the 2020 elections and all of the irregularities and the angst and the anger and the outright split, because I don't care whether or not they think that the election wasn't irregular in some places, which it absolutely was. The reality is this. They barely won, which means the nation is divided in some ways at election time. But since then, I think there's been a pretty significant shift. One of those areas, by the way, is in a younger generation. I was so encouraged. So this morning, Copper, have you got clip three? Are you good to go on that? Just highlight it for me on the board if you are indeed ready. Okay, so let's do this. This is longer than the average clip. I try to play clips once in a while to sort of supplement or provide some background color to what we're talking about. This one, I couldn't find a place where I wanted to stop listening to it. It was so good, y'all. When I listen to this, this is a group of young conservatives who went to Turning Point USA's America Fest conference just last week. In fact, the interesting thing is, I think that the very first voice you're going to hear on this about 2.5 minute clip is actually a young lady from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So let's do this. Copper, let's go ahead and just enjoy listening to a younger generation talk about what it means to be conservative. Go ahead and hit clip three.
So looking at our world today, I think the left has really hijacked and manipulated so many young minds. And so I look around and see people my age, and I just know that being able to defend what I believe and what I think is the best for our country is so important, and it can encourage other people around me to really see the truth.
I think younger people are getting more and more confused on what freedom means and what loving America means, and it's getting really twisted by the left.
It's, you know, like Ronald Reagan says, freedom's only a generation from being taken away. So it's about all of us getting together, being engaged in our communities, and being sure that we're electing people that believe in constitutional values.
I feel like anyone I follow that's got a conservative following, almost anything you see of their posts, or if you want to go follow them, it shows a tag for misinformation, or if you try and follow them, it says, you might not want to follow this person, and you start to see through that and realize that everything really is controlled by the left.
I don't trust them at all. I think there's a very clear bias, and I think it's really affecting the state of our country in a really negative way, because the media is feeding people their version of the truth when it's not the truth. So when you lose the truth, what's left?
It's hard to actually gauge like a rational perspective on certain issues because they only give what they want to give, you know?
we're going to have people fighting for our freedom. We're going to have people fighting for our future. And so it may look bad somewhere else, but I'm just keeping my eyes on the positive and that there are people out there. As much as there are people fighting for the bad, there are people fighting for the good.
Like, I'm young, so I'm, like, a bleeding heart. So, like, the part of me is like, we got this, you know? And I do think, like, society's a pendulum, and we're going to always swing, like, one way to the other. At least that's my belief. And so I do like to think 2022 is going to be really good. Like, Virginia was a good hope for that.
I have future hopes of running for office one day. And so you kind of, you have to stay motivated. I work in politics, and every day I kind of get discouraged seeing what's happening. But I know that we need good people in politics, so that's what keeps me going.
I'm very optimistic. I think that people are waking up, looking at this past 2 years of President Biden. People are starting to see what the left can do when we give them power. So I think people are waking up, and I'm excited, and I really think that we're going to see a change.
I think it means advocating for your own personal freedom, but at the same time, just being a proponent of the Constitution and following God.
I mean, both of my parents came here from China back in like the 1990s. Both of them worked their way through college. For me, I feel like in America, anything is possible with hard work.
It means, honestly, to just live your life, you know, trying to better yourself. You know, and it also means to help your fellow countrymen.
Just having the freedom to build a life for myself and choose what I can do.
So I'm actually an immigrant. I was born in Latvia, so being an American means everything to me. My family came here because there was religious persecution in our country, and you couldn't have any other different beliefs than what the government told you. So being able to live in a country where I can choose what I get to believe is really important to me.
How awesome was that? What do you think, Copper? How awesome was that?
That is great. I want to be friends with those people.
Well, you have a lot in common, I can tell you that. I y'all forgive me for playing a longer than usual clip, but it was, I found myself listening to it and just, you know, the emotions just like going up and down. I was like getting fired up. I was getting excited. I was getting like, almost like just, you know, overwhelmed by the idea that, yeah, there's a whole generation of young conservatives out there. And I think it's growing. It's a movement. They're finding a voice in organizations like Turning Point USA and in other organizations like that. They're finding on social media that it's not always about Instagram influencers who teach them how to use their eating disorders to better their body figure or something like that. It's not all like that. That they're actually finding their means of being able to grab the cause and advance it forward. Well, I'm seeing this in a variety of different ways, but the young aspect of it really grabbed my attention first. The article that was on Fox, and I printed it out where the video came from, just talked about the fact that thousands of young conservatives descended on Phoenix over this past weekend for Turning Point USA's America Fest. How cool is that? They listened to all kinds of different thought leaders and politicians from the conservative angle. And literally, one young lady is quoted twice in the article. Brylan Hollihan, a 15-year-old from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who went on to say the energy and the optimism going into 2022 is off the charts. Young conservatives are ready to fight and win elections across the country. That is good stuff. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a few other places like that I'm seeing. The sensing, the shifting of the political winds, if you will. Yeah, it's good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back after this with more.